dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the dumbest. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Not only is a man being accused of a crime by police, but he's also being accused of a fashion crime because he was wearing jorts while committing it. St. Louis County Police dubbed the suspect the jorts-wearing bandit in a tweet on Monday and included a photo. The tweet says the suspect's disregard for the law is as offensive as his disregard for fashion trends. Officer Ben Granda said the unarmed suspect recently robbed a Walgreens and is suspected of targeting at least two others in St. Louis. Although the man's identity remains a mystery, the robberies have been getting publicity. Jorts have been denigrated as a holdover of 90s men's fashion, but they've recently regained some popularity. Officer Granda said he hasn't worn jorts since around 1997.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Scottish band Belle and Sebastian accidentally left their drummer behind in North Dakota after stopping at a local Walmart. Frontman Stuart Murdoch tweeted drummer Richard Colborne had been left behind as the other members made their way to Minnesota. We left Richard in North Dakota, Murdoch wrote. Anyone want to be a hero and get him to St. Paul, Minnesota somehow? The gig hangs in the balance. Murdoch said the band made a pit stop at the Walmart in Dixon when six of the seven band members made their way back to the tour bus, leaving Colburn behind. The drummer was left stranded at the superstore in his pajamas after he left his phone on the and wallet on the bus. About 2 hours after Murdoch's initial tweet, he shared an update that Colburn had been located and was being transported to Minnesota for the show. We're getting him in a car to Bismarck and a flight to Minneapolis. We should be okay for tonight.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. This story was sent to us by Flyjam Bob Sanford and our reader, Karen. And for being our reader, Karen gets a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Also, she gets a gift certificate for a half dozen Mirai sweet corn from Twin Garden Farms. It's the best sweet corn out there, and it's extraordinary sweetness, flavor, and tenderness. Pick up a green mesh bag today at Green Twin Garden Farms or farmers markets near you. Go to twingardenfarms.com for locations. That's a great prize. Take it away, Karen.
This is Karen for You Big Dummy. A couple transporting a barbecue grill without disconnecting the propane tank were injured Sunday after their rental car exploded. Authorities say the crash happened about 3:30 p.m. near the entrance of the Central Florida Fairgrounds. The couple had the grill in the back of their red Kia Sorento, Orlando Police Lieutenant Cindy Lane said. The grill was turned on and the propane tank was open and connected, Lane said. Police say the wife started to light a cigarette and the SUV exploded. Both occupants were burned, but police say their injuries were not life-threatening. The vehicle was severely damaged, however. Photos show the roof partially blown off, the windshield missing, and dents all over. In addition, the male, 39, had an active warrant for his arrest on a fleeing and eluding charge, according to police. He was arrested Sunday and was being held without bail at the Orange County Jail. And now, back to you, Nick.
That's really dumb. I mean, that's really dumb.
My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy four dummies. A New York State official was fired after inadvertently telling a reporter that he barely went to work at his $166,000 a year job. David Bookstaver. His firing came a day after the New York Post reported he unwittingly dialed a reporter's voicemail. It captured him conversing with someone else and acknowledging that he was sloughing off at the office. "I'm not doing anything. I barely show up to work," he said in the recording. Bookstaver declined to comment. Bookstaver's court system job ranged from explaining metal detector policy to helping manage media swarms around high-profile cases. Priding himself on responding to reporters' inquiries, he sometimes took calls while out hunting on his days off. "I kind of asked for it," he said, according to the Post. "If you have a big mouth, you know it catches up with you."
"Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number five, dummy number five. Five. A Florida man was arrested after stealing money from a car he rear-ended with a police officer just feet away. Dustin Robert Root, 31, of Cape Coral, took $37 in cash from the center console of a Hyundai Sonata after crashing into it on Tuesday. Deputy Nick Sutherland was investigating the crash and saw Root sitting in the front passenger seat of the Hyundai that he crashed into. When asked what he was doing in the vehicle, Root told Sutherland he wanted to make sure the car was okay. That struck Sutherland as odd, so he looked inside. Sutherland had previously found $39 in the victim's car, but later saw two $1 bills, and he looked at again later. The deputy said that Root admitted to taking the rest. He was charged with burglary of a vehicle and petite theft, in addition to citations for not carrying a driver's license, failing to provide proof of insurance, and following too closely.
"And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie."
"Yeah.
Deep dummy."
All right. We got to vote. So let's do a little recap here. We got the dummy wearing jorts while robbing people. We got the dummy Belle and Sebastian who left their drummer at a Walmart. The dummy couple who transported a gas grill with the propane still attached with a lit cigarette, blowing up the car. The dummy who called a reporter and said he was barely working on a voicemail. And the dummy who tried to steal money from a car that he hit with a cop just feet away. All right, I think looks like Vic's a little busy in the newsroom, so let's go to Dan. Dan, who are you voting for?
The right answer is probably the dummies with the propane tank, but I think I have to go with the jorts.
I wish we had the picture. I wish we had the picture of the guy in the jorts.
Let's see if I can check it though.
All right. So you're voting for Jortman. Okay. Esmeralda, what do you think?
I'm sorry. I have to go with the correct answer of the propane tank attached with the cigarette.
I have to say that I love the Belle and Sebastian one too. I really, really love that one. They left the drummer behind. It's always the drummer, man. It's always the drummer.
I love he was in his pajamas.
Yeah, fantastic. But I got to go with, the idiots with the gas. That's the stupidest thing. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever read on this segment, I have to say. So the dummy couple that blew up their car with a gas grill, either one. That's the dummy of the week. All right, we got a break. News is coming up in 6 seconds. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. That's right, we are into our regular features. Fly Jams Friday is coming up. Nick D's show Spies is coming up, and now it's time for Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Now, since we were off last week, we have a few more than usual, so isn't that correct?
That is correct. All right. Want to thank everybody who submitted. There was 93 submissions, so obviously we can't play them all.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank everybody. We appreciate that.
All right. First up, Brian heard this one of Rokan.
I have in my hot little hand my favorite thing.
Okay.
Don and Marengo submitted this one of you.
I don't know if I've ever been as excited. Wow. That was a couple of weeks ago, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Corn.
Oh, corn. Oh, it was the day of the corn. Sure. Children of the corn.
Eric emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
I've been doing it for 20 years. I know how to do it.
All right.
Mark sent in this one of Tom Skilling.
I didn't realize that you did this with your pants.
What? Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee heard this exchange between you and me.
Not right now, Esmeralda. You can't have that stuff now. 26 more days.
Taunt her a little more. Jeez,
I'm not taunting her. She's the one who enjoys sausage. Okay.
Wes from DeKalb and Margaret from the North Side submitted this one of Roe.
You're going to get a whole fistful of keister there when you do it.
What? All right. Hey, by the way, Esmeralda, how is your whole 30 thing going? And more importantly, is V still alive?
He is.
Oh, all
he's
right.
Doing well.
Okay.
He did have a slip up, but that's okay.
Uh-huh.
It was accidental. He got really mad about it, though.
Okay.
So that shows the dedication
sure.
that he has.
Sure.
I didn't make him restart because you're supposed to restart.
Oh, you're supposed to restart. Well, yeah, that's usually.
But
what...
I was like, it's okay. It was a very small mess up.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm kind of over it, so.
All right. You only got a couple of weeks left, right?
Right.
All right.
So I'm like, no, we're not restarting.
Okay. All right.
Brian's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Lou Manfredini.
These guys don't sit there and put it in and rub a bunch of tar around it.
Okay.
And this one of Dean Richards.
I mean, I'll do it, but it grosses me out every time that I do it.
All right.
And these of Wendy Snyder.
I always bite it, and it's fun to play with.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Never Ready emailed this exchange between Mark Carmen and Esmeralda.
But then you got to learn how to use that, and there's parts.
There's a button, because you pop it in, and then you hit a button.
Yeah, but then where do you put it?
What do you mean, where do you put it?
It seems too complicated.
Sure. Okay.
All right. What the hell was that?
I don't even remember.
SodaStream.
Oh, right, right.
Oh, all right.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one, a Violetta Podramatic.
I love it. I used to slide down it. Actually, I probably still would slide down it. I just haven't in a while.
Okay. All right.
Margaret from Carbondale and Brian from Bartlett heard this one of Mary Vandeveld.
Small. We have large booties.
Oh, Mary, that's a good one. That's good. All right.
Eric submitted this exchange between Steve Cochran and Kevin Richter.
First time?
With Bill, yeah.
Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Bill Luff.
And you're dressed, you have like bullhorns and somebody's riding you.
What's going on there? What? Is it eyes wide shut kind of thing happening? What the hell?
And he was talking to Dean Richards.
And of course he was. Grosses him out every time. All right.
Tom from Bartlett and Tinker Bob sent in this one of Dan Hampton.
Oh, good.
He's got great ball skills.
I hope Dan doesn't hear that because he'll kill us. Okay.
Brian heard this one of Steve Bertrand.
I had a couple 4-inchers earlier this year.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's good. That's good. All right.
Brian also brings us this one of Lou Manfredini.
I would do it now, and then I'd probably hit it one more time in the fall.
It's a long time.
It is, yeah. All right.
And another one of Lou from Johnsburg AJ.
I've got a whole list of things I need you to do for me.
Whoa. Demanding Lou. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Roger Baddish.
I keep doing that all the time. That's why I got neck issues.
Oh, boy. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Brian emailed this one of John Williams.
Do you have to pay all over again, or can you put it in there and then still take it out?
Okay.
Margaret from the North Side. Ken in Milwaukee and Tim sent in this one of Violetta.
No, I want to do it with you. I don't want to go to anyone else. I just want to bundle a package here, people.
What's going on there, man? I mean, come on. Jeez, it's nice to be off for a week because I was only a couple of entries here, so that's good. All right, keep going.
Just wait.
Okay.
Never Ready heard this one of John Williams.
There is always a gleaming, glittery new package.
Okay.
And another one of John from Never Ready.
I mean, really, this is visual. So while as you experience this, I want to whip around the three of you and just tell me what you're thinking, seeing, feeling, hearing, okay?
You're going to whip around the three of them? All right, John.
A listener named John submitted these of Mark Carmen and Esmeralda.
There's kind of a sweet spot. Esmeralda, you like that at all, where you sort of got to hit it right?
Oh, my God. What was that?
I don't. What was it?
Napping.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Tim emailed this one to Bill Leff.
He was in and out too quickly.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right.
Margaret from Carbondale sent in this one of you.
Me? What do you do? Just suck on him? Oh, Heath? Mm-hmm. Heath bars, right. Okay. All right.
Canadian Bill heard this one of you.
If you tried to touch the unit, it would be steamy. Wait a minute. I don't even. Oh, it was the overhead projector, right?
That is correct.
All right. God, I never even. That didn't even occur to me. Touching the unit and it's steamy. How could I say that? All right.
And finally,
yeah.
Tim submitted this one of Esmeralda.
Yep, every day. Slide it in there.
There you go, Esmeralda. Every day. Every day.
I mean.
Come on. All right. There you go, everybody. You're all filthy. And thank you for contributing. We'll have Nick D Show Spies coming up right after this. We got a break here for weather and traffic.
Spies. Spies. Like us.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. And this is Nick D Show Spies, another feature that you guys can participate in. Here's how you do it. Listen to this station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show, you become a spy. We want to know about it. Jot down all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
8 clips this week.
Okay.
Brian, our spies are Brian, Michael M., Peter Nicator, Aaron in Aurora, Margaret from Carbondale, Diane of Naperville, Manny from Park Ridge, Mike from Novak Construction, Never Ready, and Brian from Bartlett.
Thank you all.
Yes. The Friday before your vacation, Gary Pack of Twin Garden Farms was kind enough to drop off some Mirai sweet corn,
yes.
And it was brought up on the Steve Cochran Show.
It's Mirai Corn Day, and everybody around here, they carry their green mesh bags like they've just won the lottery.
Did you hear Nick this morning?
No.
Nick saying, I'm the first one at the station to get the Mirai corn. He had Gary Pack in studio with him, and he was like, Gary, you always get me the corn first before anybody else.
Suck up.
Yeah, I saw Gary this
Suck
morning.
Suck up. Yeah.
That's right. I got the corn first. No, one of the benefits. I also, you know, yeah, Punchki Day, Esmeralda. We got a little ways to go before that, but we get those first, too. And our weekend begins in 40 minutes. Ha, 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 ha! Okay. Oh, sorry.
Bill and Wendy were talking about the Whiffin' Poof song, and a texter suggested they contact you about it.
Whippin' Poofs were featured on Gilmore Girls. Ask Nick DiGilio about that.
All right.
So we'll call him later.
He's sleeping right now, but when he gets up, I will ask him.
They didn't ask me.
When he gets up, sounds like you guys live together.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the other room. I was on a cot in the other room. So I don't know if you guys know this, but I live in a room behind the Showcase studio.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I have a cot.
Oh.
I thought you lived in Bill Leff's room.
And I was in Bill Leff's room, yeah. Yeah, like Bill Leff would allow me to live in his room. All right.
Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf mentioned a film recommendation you made.
You know what I saw, Lisa, this weekend? I saw Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You mentioned that.
I guarantee you, I am going to guarantee you it wins Best Picture.
Everybody's talking about it.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I saw it in IMAX, as Nick DiGilio said
yeah,
to see it.
Yeah, he did recommend that.
Yes, I did. And then I talked to Carl about him seeing it, and he said that he loved it, but he didn't understand a word that anyone said in the movie, and they speak English in it. Because he said, I have trouble with English accents. What? He said he didn't understand. He said, I didn't understand a word anybody said in the entire movie, but it's still a great movie. I'm like, all right, Carl. Then he told me that he met Christopher Nolan at Sundance a bunch of years ago when he was there for Memento, and Carl was there for a movie that he had made, and he met Christopher Nolan, and I'm like, so I guess you didn't understand you didn't have a conversation with him because you couldn't understand anything he said. All right. What's next?
Next up, after Flashback Weekend, but before your movie club, Curtis Armstrong was going to be on the WGN-TV Morning News. Dean promoted that on his Sunday show.
Tomorrow morning, by the way, we're very excited. Curtis Armstrong is going to be in studio with us. Curtis Armstrong is the character who played Booger in the Revenge of the Nerd movies. He's got a brand new book out. I know he's going to be doing something with Nick DiGilio as well, but we'll have him tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News, so we hope that you will tune in.
Yeah. And that, by the way, this thing that I did with Curtis was he appeared at my screening of Revenge of the Nerds. I did a Q&A, met a whole bunch of people. We had a huge crowd for it. The movie was hilarious. We had a great time. He told great stories. He signed books. He took pictures. Great guy. Curtis Armstrong, been in a ton of great movies. Better Off Dead, One Crazy Summer, and of course Risky Business, as well as Revenge of the Nerds. He was a regular on Moonlighting. Very, very nice guy, and it was a great event last week. Great event. Okay.
John Williams complimented you on a recent Facebook post.
God bless Nick DiGilio, because Nick, is there a Nick DiGilio fan club? I will be president of it, or at least a happy member. And Nick had a very funny post today. He said, you know, I can't quote him, and if I did exactly, I would be cussing. But he said something like, I wish I could find a way to give a poop about this whole Game of Thrones thing, but I'm just not there with you. And then a lot of people chimed in immediately and said, thank you, Nick, we're the same way. You know, we can't bear all of this Game of Thrones talk, Game of Thrones talk. We don't watch Game of Thrones, or if we do, we don't love it. We're not in on it.
Wow. Oh. It's because I spend most of my time talking about Twin Peaks. That's the other thing. You know, the weird thing is that I love you, John. That was very sweet of you to say, John, and I feel the same way. It's right back at you, my man, all these years. I love you. But the other thing is it's odd because, like, I watch so much TV. You know what I mean? I am such a loser. For me not to watch Game of Thrones is weird. So, all right.
Next up, this doesn't apply to us as much as other people who work at the radio station, but they often have the problem where their friends and families forget they're on the air and call them on their cell phones. Ro was talking about that, and Kevin Powell mentioned you.
My mother does that, actually. She calls me at 4:15 in the afternoon.
Family members are the worst, because they just, they know, and yet somehow, right, that's how it works out.
My mom thinks I'm on the show all day on the station. She's like, oh, my God.
That's because you tell her that.
I was listening to Bill and Wendy. Why didn't you try? I'm like, that's not the show I'm on.
I was listening to Nick DiGilio. Where were you?
Well, then they hope that you're in bed at home, probably. Let's hope.
Of course I am. Where else would I be, Anna?
Exactly.
Where else would you be?
That is so true, Anna.
I know.
Well, yeah, she does appear on this show on Friday mornings. So she was on this morning. So, all right.
Next up, we heard from Mary Vandeveld earlier and out of context, and she knew what was coming.
We have large booties that my grandma used to make.
What do you mean? What's a large booty? Hey,
grandma's got
the
a
little slippers
booty.
That they knit with the padding on the bottom. I have some at home.
Oh,
well,
that's
awesome.
What we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Big booties. Yeah.
I like big booties, and I cannot lie.
That's what Julio's going to love this.
Yeah, I did. Of course, there was Dean in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. All right.
And finally, our own Esmeralda Leon filled in for John Williams on Saturday, and she mentioned you at the start of the show.
You're listening to WGN 720. I'm Esmeralda in for John Williams. And this is the first time they've let me run the board by myself. Usually someone's here running it, and I just sit there and blab all I want. But I'm here soloing, sort of. I have a sidecar of Colin, a.k.a. V.,
Hey, everybody.
If you listen in the regular hours that I'm on, usually from 2 to 5 with Mr. Nick DiGilio, we reference him as V because one day one of the other hosts decided to, he thought you were a lizard person.
True. I think there was a reference to, somebody asked if I had a bifurcated tongue for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but now then, you're V.
Yeah. No, I'm a casual lizard person about town.
Mr. Nick DiGilio, Esmeralda? Really?
I don't know.
It's the first time you've ever paid respect to me in any possible way.
It would have been great if I went, Mr. Nicholas DiGilio.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.